When did you first meet Jim?
I first met Jim when he came in for his interview with the Virginia Voice staff.
And you had been a long time, you'd been a long time reader at Virginia Voice.
I'd been a long time reader, and I started working here August of 2013 after I retired from being a road warrior consultant for 10 years.
Okay.
So.
And what was it about Jim that made you hire him?
Well, I didn't get to make that choice,
yeah.
But I realized that it was a good decision on the part of the board to hire him over everyone else because of his enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people just exude it. And if you're going to be successful as a fundraiser, you have to be enthusiastic about what you're doing. And
right.
He certainly was.
I think you had mentioned that he was somewhat unorthodox.
Well, if you looked at his resume and looked at his work experience, it didn't look like someone that was really suited for the job. But 90% of the work that the CEO does here is raise money, and that requires a great deal of enthusiasm.
Yeah,
and he had it. He had a passion for doing that. He had a passion for the service that we offer. He had the empathy and the ability to communicate it.
Yeah.
So.
You mentioned earlier that he kind of guided the organization through some rough periods. Can you explain?
Yes. Almost the original executive director resigned at the end of 2014, and they appointed an interim, but they made the interim a caretaker, and basically the interim was really not permitted to do any development work. She did an awful lot to figure out financially what was going on at Virginia Voice.
Mm-hmm.
When Jim got here, it turned out that the financial picture was very dire. So, you know, he started doing what you need to do. You pay the bills to keep the lights on and the doors open. And he told me at one point, and this was after we had sort of worked our way through some of this, at one point the bookkeeping company called him and they said, Jim, are you aware that once we cash write this check, you'll have $84 in your operating account? Now, talk about the abyss opening in front of you.
Yeah.
That really did. And I had met with them, and I had explained to them how our fundraising was structured and how at risk we were.
Right.
And it was almost as if it were prophetic, because probably not more than a couple weeks later that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he managed to find a way through it, and he set out with a will to solve that problem. And it's safe to say that Jim financially saved Virginia Voice.
Wow.
It was amazing, the turnaround that we did.
What was his secret? What was it? Just aggressive, enthusiastic selling, or what?
Enthusiasm, passion, dedication.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he went everywhere and talked to everyone.
Yeah, he did
everything.
Actually, yeah,
he did everything that he could. He called in every. Must have called in every favor that was owed him.
Mm-hmm.
He solicited everybody.
Yeah.
And that was, and not only that, well, as a teacher, he was also fortunately a good writer.
Mm.
And we put together, mostly because of him, we put together funding requests that were unbelievable. Unbelievable. That year, we have, in terms of individual contributions, we've done extremely well since then. But his plea, asking people to step forward and help us,
yeah.
It was amazing. he brought in individual contributions three times what we had brought in the past.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
What was it like to work with him day to day? I would imagine a lot of laughter.
Yeah, we had a few laughs. he was, you know, his door was always open. And when I say open, I mean literally open.
Yeah.
There was a hallway door in his office, and there's a door from his office into the main office. Those doors were always open. You walked in, and, you know, if you had something to say,
yeah,
you said it, and he always listened. It was, you didn't have to make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
It was just okay. And he was always enthusiastic, and was always willing to listen to other people's ideas,
yeah,
which doesn't happen all that often.
No, seldom happens.
The only good ideas are mine.
yeah. We'll talk about that. That's a rare trait. We don't see that in a lot of people, and other people have talked about it too. This ability to collaborate, but not dominate.
Oh yeah, we're a very, very small organization. We have no layers of bureaucracy. We have no bureaucracy at all. Mm. We each have our own areas of responsibility, and Jim, he expected us to do our jobs as well as he was doing his, and he believed in you, and he supported you. He believed the best of everyone,
mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen all that often.
When did you find out about his musical prowess?
I think fairly soon after he got here. As a matter of fact, we did a fundraiser
to continue. There was a fundraiser.
We organized. Jim organized a fundraiser, and the next thing he said, "Yeah, and I'll be. I'm bringing my band, the Taters." And I said, "Really? So what do you play?" And he says, "I play guitar." I said, "Oh, that ought to be interesting."
right.
And we got there, and then God, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. You know, and I mean, he's a real guitar slinger if you look at the way he plays, because he has the thing way down low.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And I was absolutely amazed. And, you know, it came out over the course of working with him that
mm-hmm.
That he was involved in the Richmond Folk Festival. And I had no idea of that until he got here. He said, yeah, and he never made a big deal out of it. He said, "Well, you know, I have some meetings with the Richmond Folk Festival."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was a key player.
Yeah, he was a chairman at one time.
And,
programming
also,
committee.
Yeah. Yeah, and he also played at the Folk Festival. So
Yeah.
I mean, and then I talked to other people. The guy that's doing our web design and development, Clay Asbury, it turns out that he's played with Jim and knew about him and his experience.
I got to sit in with him, and I'm really glad I did. It was a real honor to play. Of course, he could play rings around me, but, you know, you could learn so much just watching his hands, you know.
So,
any other thoughts on Jim? Any other memories that you'd like to share?
The biggest one is his belief in the people he worked with and his trust. He listened to you. He let you do what you needed to do. He mm-hmm. was always open and receptive to ideas and thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia Voice was very fortunate to have someone like him.
Thanks.
You're welcome.